In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. After the Lord's ascension into heaven, the Blessed Virgin Mary lived among the disciples of Christ for a considerable time. It is believed that she remained with them for about 25 years after the ascension of our Lord. The Lord left her on earth so that by her presence, guidance, and prayers, the church might be established and grow around the world. Our Lady lived with St. John, the Apostle, in Mount Zion, in Jerusalem. And very often she would go and visit the holy places, especially the way to Golgotha, following the footsteps of her Son in the way of the cross. And even though she loved the disciples very much, yet she had an ardent desire, something that she would ask every day. She wanted to go to be with her Son and God. Our Lord said that where our treasure is, there will be our heart. So it is understandable that Mary, who didn't have any other treasure than God, wanted to go to be with Him. So one day, when she was 72 years old, the Archangel Gabriel appeared to her and said that in 3 days, our Lord was going to come to take her with Him into heaven. We can imagine the joy of her heart. And so she began preparing herself for this great moment, which she had been waiting for a long time. But before departing, Our Lady had a last desire. She wanted to see the apostles. And by the order of God, by the power of God, the apostles who were scattered to the ends of the earth, preaching the gospel, they were seized by angels and brought to Jerusalem and placed before the door of Our Lady's house. The apostles were glad to see each other. However, they wondered what was the cause for such a miracle. And St. John, receiving them, spoke about the departure of the Blessed Mother. When they heard the news, a great sadness fell upon them. But Our Lady consoled the apostles, saying that she was going to continue to take care of them and pray for them before the throne of God. So So on August the 15th, the Blessed Virgin was laying down on her bed, and the apostles all gathered around her in prayer. And suddenly, the heavens were opened, and our Lord Jesus Christ appeared before his mother. And leaving peacefully her body, the soul of Mary was taken into heaven. This is what we call the dormition of Mary, which is actually her death. Even though we prefer not to use this word because it is too strong for her. But the reality here is the same. Her soul was separated from her body. After her dormition, the apostles, with great love and respect, carried her body in solemn procession from Sion to Gethsemane, where she was going to be buried. And arriving there, they placed her holy body in the tomb. But by the providence of God, one apostle was missing. St. Thomas. Once again, he was late. And he was saddened by the fact that he was not able to see the Blessed Virgin before her departure. So the apostles decided to open the tomb so St. Thomas could see Our Lady a last time. However, when they opened the tomb on the third day, her body was not there anymore. And they only found flowers. The apostles were all astonished without knowing what had happened. So they prayed and asked the Lord to show them the truth. And the Blessed Mother, surrounded by angels, appeared to the apostles and taught them the truth that we celebrate today. That on the third day after her dormition, she was raised by her Son and taken with her body to the glory of heaven. This is, my brethren, what the Church has always believed. This is what the tradition has always taught. That the dormition preceded the assumption of Mary into heaven. She fell asleep in the Lord. She died according to the flesh, in imitation of her Son. But she was brought back to life, and she was taken to heaven, body and soul, anticipating what will happen with all the true disciples of our Lord on the last day. As St. Thomas Aquinas clearly says in his treatise on the Hail Mary, we believe that after her death, she was brought back to life and transported into heaven. So today we celebrate the death, the resurrection, and the assumption of Mary into heaven. Today is her Easter, the day she overcame death by the power of Christ. So let us rejoice on this day, knowing that the glorious Mother of Christ is also our Mother. May she intercede for each one of us, her children, who mourn and weep in this valley of tears, so that we may all one day be together with her and contemplate the face of her divine Son in the glory of heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.